You are listening to the Slip Punches Show with your host, Damon Gonzalez from Latin Box Sports, your boxing champions.
Hey guys, Damon Gonzalez. Welcome back to the Slip Punches Show. We're here this afternoon. Congratulations on Navarrete last night winning in Mexico. Man, the guy's a beast. You can see he's a slow starter, but once he gets those engines going, man, what a fighter. Man, he's a great fighter, man. He's tremendous, man. Great power. Moved up a weight class, showing that he's just a monster. It's nice that now the national world is getting to see more and more and more of this kid. You know, he's the very, very technical fighter, man. He loves to fight, man. He's one of those real Mexican fighters. So it's a good thing. What we're doing this afternoon is we're going to go back to Las Vegas. We're going to connect streaming live. Going back to the bubble, the fight bubble. We're going to see right now we got my brother coming on with us, Christopher Petufo Diaz. He's going to be joining us live from Las Vegas. We're going to talk to him for a few minutes, see how things are going with him. And, as he prepares to fight in the top rank fights against Sanchez. So, you know, him and Jason Sanchez are going to go at it. It's a good fight. It's a really, really, really good fight. I'm looking forward to that fight. One of your Mexican Puerto Rican rivalries. So any minute, Christopher Diaz should be on the line joining us this afternoon for a few minutes. And without further ado, let's welcome Petufo, Christopher Diaz, to the show.
What's up, champ?
Champion, how are you, man?
Good, brother. Waiting for tomorrow, weigh-in, and then fight day.
Oh, yeah, I'm loving the beard, bro.
Yeah, you see that?
Yeah. Whoa. Welcome to the club.
Yes.
Chris, man, let's touch it up real quick, man. You had a tremendous, tremendous training camp in Orlando, Florida. How did that go for you? We saw you doing just about everything from strength conditioning, boxing, sparring, you name it, doing everything a fighter does to prepare. So talk about that camp. How did that go for you?
I can say this camp, we worked really, really, really good job. Nelson made a really good job with me. Angus with the mitts man, Bart in that strength conditioning. Also, we've been working every – very, very good. We were sparring Olympian guys, guys heavier than me. We was doing great, man. It was a tremendous camp for me. And, you know, I always prepare myself 100% for the fight. And that's what it does.
Definitely. You know, we've been seeing you really, I mean, according to all the videos that you've been posting and everything, you're really excited about this fight going into the ring against Jason Sanchez. Talk about the fight. I know this is big for you, and it's always big when you come in the ring.
That's right, man. I always bring a great fight for the fans. I always make that because, you know, the fans is the one that make you. And, you know, Jason Sanchez is a tough guy. He's a tough Mexican. He went distance with Oscar Valdez. He's a tough kid. So, you know, that's why I always prefer myself for the best fighter in the world. And that's why I always... When I lost, I said, I don't put excuses because I always prepare myself 100%. So I wish Jason Sanchez came ready because I'm ready. I'm ready for the fight.
That's great, man. Now, walk with us through this. Right now, of course, you're in the bubble in Las Vegas at the MGM Grand. Man, Top Rank has really laid it out for you fighters. How's that experience? This is different than all the regular times, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
how sure. talk about the experience, man. Walk us through that. How's the experience being isolated?
Yesterday I came here. I get to the hotel, maybe was like 2:30, 5:30, something like that. Security guard take us to our room. Then we got tested 9 p.m. something like that. After that, you can take your mask off. Out of your room, you gotta be safety as possible. This morning we went to breakfast. You gotta walk to the breakfast with a security guard. you know, everything is so they got everything like successfully, so that's good for us because everybody want to fight, right? So you gotta protect yourself, and during this day, so the day of the fight, you can fight.
So Chris, obviously nobody could just leave the hotel and do what they want. You nope. gotta be right no, where got, they
you got,
put you.
Yeah, you got. Today I got time to train 3:30, and I gotta be out of the gym. I think 4:15, 4:30, something like that. So, you know, everybody got different time to train. If you want to run, you got to run in the gym. Or if you want to do something, you got to do something in your room. So it's kind of, you know, it's kind of hard. And now I understand why a lot of people don't make weight. I'm lucky. I'm good in weight. You know, I always make everything, you know, straight. Right now, this morning, I wasn't weight. I went to check breakfast. I'm only 1 pound over. I'm perfect. So at 3:30, I went to the gym, do something easy, and I came out of the way. So, you know, but it's hard, man. You got to get used to it really fast because, you know, fighting's on Tuesday.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, and seeing what happened last week with, you know, your friend Pedraza, you know, his fight was canceled because his opponent's team, situation, that's very tough. So it explains, right, why this is so strict, why everybody's together like this.
Yeah, that's right. Me and Nelson, we are, you know, safely as possible. He's in room. I'm in my room. He come here just to give me the vitamins, all the thing I need. We meet in the diner to eat. So we're doing everything like they said, because we want to fight on Tuesdays, you know.
Oh, I'm not trying to make you crazy, Petufo, but it must have been hard leaving the girls, man.
Yeah, bro. They called me this morning. Oh. I heard my wife, the twins and my wife, they called me. My big daughter called me. Papi, I got a gift for you. Yeah, close your eyes. And she gave me a bubble, una paleta, how you say it?
Uh-huh.
So, but she was eating it. I said, but you eating
nice.
It? She said, yeah, I'm going to save you on my stomach. I said, okay, I got it.
That's the okay, best Father's Day ever, isn't it?
Yeah, they was in church. They went to church in the morning. So, you know, it's a blessing moment. You know, I'm lucky I'm fighting because, you know, a lot of fighters want to fight in this situation. We got to stay active. We got to feed the family. We got to do everything for them. So I'm lucky I'm doing this for them. And, you know, this is part of my job. And for me, every day is Father's Day, so this is a normal day for them.
Christopher, and of course, as we know, all your fans in the United States, but Puerto Rico, everybody's going to be tuning into this fight. How exciting. Mexican-Puerto Rican rivalry. This is super exciting.
Yeah, I think it's the most tight matchup from this quarantine, because a lot of fighters been fighting. I don't want to say bumps, but they wasn't fighting guys on the levels. So in my fight, it's like a 50-50 fight. So it's gonna be a great fight that night. So I hope you guys enjoy the fight. Make sure you tune in Tuesday night. Gonna be ESPN regular. So I make you guys watch my fight, please. It's gonna be a great fight for me.
Definitely. Now, we appreciate it again, man, you coming through again and talking to us on the Slip Punches show. You've always been a wonderful person, bro. We care about you. We love you. Give a shout out to all your fans, Christopher.
Thank you, everybody that support me. They make me stronger every day. They make me push harder every day. They make me, you know, make my dreams come true. And, you know, I appreciate that. Without you guys, anything of this is going to be happening. So make sure you watch my fight on Tuesday. This is for all you guys, for my family, from Puerto Rico, for all my fan base. So see you guys. I hope you guys enjoy the fight.
Christopher, for fighters that are watching from that are all over the world, and they're seeing what Top Rank is doing, this model of being protected and how important it is, not only for your life, but for everybody around you. What would be your message to fighters that if they fight in their fight cards, what kind of safety message you want to send to them as a fighter, knowing what you're going through now?
I would say the team got to be close as possible. Let's see, trainer, training conditioning trainer, Cubman, and the boxers. They got to be always safety. A lot of hand sanitizer. Don't take your mask off. You know, you got to take pay attention on everything that the commission said. You got to be always, you know, in the line. And if you want to fight, you got to make the changes right.
Absolutely. And again, we thank you. We thank you for, you know, coming on the Split Punches show with us. And we're really looking forward to seeing your fight on Tuesday.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate your support, brother. See you soon.
Thank you, Petufo. God bless, man.
See you, brother.
Take care, champ.
Bye. Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you guys for tuning in this afternoon to the Split Punches show. We had Christopher Petufo Diaz on with us. Great young man fighting this Tuesday on Top Rank ESPN. Once again, happy Father's Day to everybody. Thank you for joining us in the Split Punches show, and enjoy the rest of your Father's Day. Have a great day. Bye-bye.